Congratulations to Montana State. They're resilient. They made the plays they needed to at the end, and congratulations to them. Regarding the game, yeah, lots of ups and downs. Capability, but inconsistencies. Execution at critical times, not consistent enough. And plays that could have been made that weren't made really determine outcome of the game. So down the stretch, and when plays needed to be made, really in any capacity, either throwing or catching, rush defense, kicking field goals, et cetera, right? Those plays didn't and weren't executed well enough and weren't consistent enough for us to put the game away. And then giving up a big play defensively, a 93-yard run, that certainly changed it. But then our inability offensively to really capture or change momentum and answer scores as the game finished as well. So lots to improve on. I saw capability, certainly. Two defensive touchdowns, some fourth down stops, and some other positive things, but not consistent enough, not clean enough, and not sound enough, really, from beginning to end to put the game away. So I'll be glad to take questions.
Could you sense the momentum kind of going their way because it seemed like that game just changed?
I don't know if there was an exact moment. I think I sensed on the sideline when we did capitalize on points with field goals at either end, and then a big play after that, their run game coming out of the 6-yard line or the 7-yard line. I think that combination certainly influenced it. Still plenty of chances even then to address and finish the game with opportunities that we didn't.
There's a 42-yarder on 4th and 7, the field goal attempt with the crosswind kind of going on 4th and 7. Was there ever a thought maybe we will go for it, or what kind of led to that decision?
Yeah, quickly, but 4th and 7, I didn't feel good about that. And man, the way Drizzy has been kicking all camp, even though the crosswind, I have confidence in him. So discussion, but not very long.
What did you tell the guys after the game? Because I mean, you've seen it all as a coach.
Yeah, a brief message. And most of the time, I found when you're speaking to teams right after, rarely are you accurate. And after you watch the film, there's a lot of other things. So I said basically what I've shared with you. But execution and consistency when it really matters, from beginning to end. So my job is to prepare our team in a manner where they can do that. So that's my responsibility. Position coaches and coordinators' job is to then facilitate that. The player's job is then to do it. But ultimately, it's my job to get them ready. And they have to be prepared at a higher level to manage, man, the critical moments to put a game away.
And that's just finishing what you started, so to speak, right?
I think so.
With this being the first game of the season, do you feel like there are a few players, not a lot, out there just trying to work their jitters out through this game, or do you feel like they came out with the right mindset?
I didn't feel many jitters. I really didn't. And I don't think the stage or the first game really affected their performance or maybe inconsistencies. It just showed really that volume of plays in a game-like setting. It showed me where I had prepared our team, the level I prepared our team to. And it was enough to hold for a while, a long time, but not enough. Again, when the pressure was mounting, there was kind of slippage of the execution and the consistency throughout, and I would say that's throughout the team.
So, regarding the rush defense, is the 4-2-5 what it's going to be going forward? Do you think it was scheme or just execution?
Oh man, it was mostly execution for sure, and we were looking to put the best 11 football players we have on the field at any time, and so we'll assess all of that, but mostly assignments from what I saw, and yeah, and pretty consistently, a gap off here, a gap off there, missed tackle here, missed tackle there, but enough to where it was really inconsistent, other than a few critical fourth down plays here and there, right? Montana State really rushed the ball well. We knew that coming in, that they would, and that's what they were known for, and so we didn't do much to discourage that by how we played, for sure, so inconsistent.
So you guys were so close. How much does that hurt?
Oh, they all hurt, for sure. And lots of time, energy, and effort has gone in to get to this point and to again, to have had the lead the entire way and know that that was a winnable game certainly hurts.
So coming into the second half, you know, the offense did end up getting shut out. Was that just poor execution or did Montana State just play better defense?
Probably both. Yeah, Montana State, I think, played well, and we didn't execute, especially on third down, enough to keep drives moving, chains moving, and to take control of the game. So I would say both.
Coach, Devin Dan here, 13-19, 153 yards in the first half, and only attempts 8 passes in the second half, 2 of those coming on the final drive. Was that just part of the game flow, or how was it not just involved in the second half?
Yeah, I think it was 2 separate halves, 2 different games, and man, the flow was completely different. And so our offense, we were hoping to run the ball more, especially when we had the lead, but also get first downs and throw when needed, throw and catch when needed. And so we didn't run it effectively enough to pick up third downs, and we didn't throw and catch it well enough when we did to move the chains either. So, yeah, I thought we had more momentum offensively in the first half than the second, for sure.
Big opponent next week, Coach. What are the most positive things you take from this game? Obviously, you don't like losing a game. What positives can you build on for Arizona next week?
Yeah, we have some good football players. We have players that are willing to compete and try hard, and we're anxious to play, and I think play diligently. Now it's just refining all that and making it into a quality football team with, again, execution, physicality, consistency, determination, regardless of context of the game.
You invoked
the
Kirby Smart quote earlier this week. You know, when you have a quarterback, you have a chance. So what challenges did Malott kind of present? Because he felt like he got into a better rhythm in the second half.
I think just his legs give him a chance. But again, the last drive, which is a 2-minute drive, throwing and catching, right? They threw and caught well and demonstrated that they could. Throughout the game, I wasn't so concerned about the throwing game, but we did cut a few receivers loose. In terms of assignment wise, but really he's capable with his legs, but probably the his most impressive part of the game would have been the throwing and catching on the last drive.